الحمد لله الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضى الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله مولاي صل وسلم دائما عبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين صدق الله العلي العظيم حاضرين الكرام honorable assembly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed bestowed some more favors upon us despite the innumerable blessings, bounties and favors that he has bestowed upon us. He is again showering more of his bounties and favors upon us in this blessed month of Ramadan by allowing us to witness yet another Ramadan, given us a chance to make good for the Akhirat, given us a chance to have our sins forgiven, given us a chance to prepare for death, given us a chance to win His pleasure. Subhanallah. We are still in the first 10 days of Ramadan, and we ask Allah to take us safely unto the end of Ramadan, inshallah. And may the month be a blessed month for you and me. The human being, the insan, sometimes we develop the quality of laziness, and we develop the quality of procrastination. When it comes to the ahkam of Allah and the orders of Allah and obedience, we should not be lazy and we should not delay. When it comes to masiyat and it comes to sin, we should be lazy towards that and we should delay, not run towards it, not even go towards it. So one is the ta'at and the obedience of Allah. But may Allah forgive us. When it comes to ta'ah and to obedience, we tend to become lazy, we tend to become tired, and we tend to hesitate and procrastinate. And whereas when it is about sin and masiyah, we rush towards it, we are full of energy, and we don't delay, but we go towards it. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran about doing quickly and about vying one with another and about not delaying and about racing with one another for His forgiveness and for His Jannah, because time is of the essence and the grave is coming closer and closer to us, and the dunya is going farther and farther away from us with every breath that we take, with every new day, with every new night. The grave is coming closer towards us, the akhirah is coming closer towards us, and the dunya is going farther and farther away from us. And the time that has passed is so ba'id and so distant and so far away from us that this time can never ever return. So Allah tells us in some places of the Holy Quran, sabiqu, race with one another. Race with one another. Compete with one another. Outdo one another. Vie one with another. And other places he says, sari'u, do quickly. Wasari'u, towards what? This make haste, outdo each other, run quickly, towards what? Another verse tells us that if you have to run to something, fafirru ila Allah, fafirru ila Allah, then run towards Allah. So Allah is saying, race with one another. Do quickly, outdo one another. Towards what? وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, towards forgiveness from your Rabb. Towards this maghfirat and forgiveness from your Rabb. Then you try to be quicker than the other. You try to be faster than the other. Outdo the other person. Race with one another towards that, towards the maghfirat of Allah. Wa jannatin, and towards the jannah, towards the garden, towards the paradise. Arduha as-samawati wal ard, whose breath, the breath of that jannah, is equivalent to the heavens and the earth. If they are joined together, the seven heavens and the seven earths joined together, the breath of that is equivalent to the breath of the Jannah. So do quickly and don't think that you have time, because when we think we have time and we delay and we delay and we procrastinate, that is from the shaitan. That is from the shaitan. Such a person is called a mutasawwif. Yani sawfa af'al, sawfa af'al, I will soon do, I will soon do, I will soon do. The time is now. Sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum wa jannah. Allah says, do quickly, hasten. Race with one another, outdo each other, move as if you're in a race. Hasten towards what? إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, towards the forgiveness of your Rabb. وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, and a Jannah whose breath is equivalent to the heavens and the earth if they are joined together. This Jannah, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, which has been prepared for those who have taqwa. This Jannah is prepared not for everyone, it is prepared for those who have taqwa. Yani al-muttaqin Allah, those who fear Allah. And what is the essence of taqwa? What is the essence of taqwa? Hazrat Jalaluddin alayhi rahmah, Allama Suyuti says, yani bitta'a wa tarkil ma'asi. Simple. Bitta'a, by doing acts of obedience and staying away from sins. You don't need a whole big long lecture or book about taqwa. One jumla, which is jami'an and mania. What's the essence of taqwa? Bitta'a, I be amal itta'a. By doing amal and by doing actions of goodness. Wa tarkil ma'asi, and by leaving out the sins. This is the essence of taqwa, and this is how a person measures his taqwa. The amount of obedience he's involved in, and the amount of sin he is committing. This tells us the level of a person's taqwa. So this Jannah is prepared for those who have taqwa. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, Qul, say unto them, Mata'ud dunya qalil. Mata'ud dunya qalil. Tell them the goods of this life. The mata', the enjoyment of this life is short-lived. It's little. The goods of this life is but little. The enjoyment is little. Satisfaction in this dunya and pleasure is little. Wal akhiratu khayrul liman ittaqa. And the akhirah is better. The akhirah is better for those who have taqwa. So the akhirah is better. Wal akhiratu khayrul liman ittaqa. For those who have taqwa, it's better for them. Allah is saying, hasten towards this Jannah which is prepared for the muttaqin, for those who have taqwa. Allah is saying, wa'alamu anna allaha ma'al muttaqin. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the muttaqin. Wa'alamu anna allaha ma'al muttaqin. Know that Allah is with those who have taqwa, those who have piety, those who fear Him. Allah says, in awliya'uhu illal muttaqun. That his awliya and his friends are only those who have taqwa. Only the muttaqun are his awliya and friends. So this taqwa seems to be so important. It is a foundation. It is the basis. It is the root for all virtues. And we have a chance in this month of Ramadan to develop some level of consciousness, to develop some type of taqwa. Here we have this month, because the purpose of this month, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting has been made farz upon you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, as it was made farz upon those before you. What's the whole object of this fast? La'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may become muttaqin. You may learn taqwa. You may learn self-restraint. You may learn to keep back your nafs from going towards al-muharramat, to going towards al-ma'asi, the sins, and to keep your nafs upon the acts and the actions of obedience. So this is the month to develop some type of taqwa, some level of consciousness. The fasting, the month of Ramadan, with all the blessings that this month has. And subhanallah, this month is also a month of hastening. It's also a month of competition. It's also a month of vying with one another. It's not a month to sit down and be lazy. And it's not a month to procrastinate. But it's a month to outdo one another. Sabiqo, race with one another. Press forth as in a race. Hasten, outdo each other. Just as we outdo each other in trying to get Allah's forgiveness and to get the Jannah. And subhanallah, in this month, the 8 doors of Jannah are open. They are not closed. Ridwan was ordered on the first night of Ramadan to open the 8 doors of Jannah for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lissa'imeen, for those who will keep fast. And Malik, the keeper of Jahannam, was instructed by Allah to close the 7 doors of Jahannam. Close the 7 doors of Jahannam. So in this month, the Jannah is open. In this month, the doors of Jahannam are closed. Subhanallah. For the Ummah of Muhammad, for those who would keep fast from amongst them, the shayateen are chained and cast at the bottom of the ocean, fil bihar, so that they would not ruin and corrupt the fast of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that, inshallah, if a person dies in this month doing the effort, making effort, inshallah, he will be going towards the forgiveness of Allah and the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this month also is a month of competition. Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had addressed us one day when Ramadan had dawned. He said, Atakum Ramadan. Ramadan has come unto you. Shahru Baraka. A month of blessings. A month of Baraka. The best of all months. Yagshakum Allahu fi. Allah covers you in this month with His special tawajjuh. He is focused. He turns towards you. فَيُنزِلُ الرَّحْمَةَ So he sends down his rahmat in this month. وَيَحُطُّ الْقَطَايَا And he wipes out and forgives the sins in this month. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَى And he answers du'as in this month. He answers du'as in this month. Du'as in the night. Du'as in the day. Du'a the time of fasting. The du'a of asaim, the fasting person. Du'a the time of iftar. Du'a the time of sahri. Du'a the time of tahajjud. The whole month is a month of du'a. Any minute, any heen, any hour, any second is a time for du'a. Night or day. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَى يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى تَنَافُسِكُمْ Allah looks at your spirit of competition in this month. He looks to see your competition, your spirit of competition, one with zeal, vigor and vitality, who is trying to get to pray all his taraweeh, 20 rakats, who is not missing any part of the Quran so that at least they complete one Quran verbally by reading in this month and they listen to one Quran in Taraweeh Salat so they don't miss any ayat and they get the whole Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yanduru Allahu ta'ala ila tanafusikum fi the Rasul said Allah looks at your spirit of competition. He's looking to see who is performing 4 rakats, 8 rakats, after 10 rakats, person tired. After 20, so tired. Cannot stay for the talim, can't stay for a little dua, a little zikr. But he's looking to see how much Quran you are reading, what type of zikr, how much of zikr you are doing. Subhanallah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam addressed his companions, thereby addressing the ummah. Atakum Ramadan. Cherish it. It's a great gift. O people, O Ummah, listen, Ramadan has come unto you. Shahru Barakatin, the month of Barakah. Yagshakumullahu fi. Allah turns towards you in this month. He enshrouds you. He covers you with his special towards your mercy. Fayunzilur Rahma. He sends down Rahma in this month. Wayahuttul Qataya. And he wipes out the sins. Here is a chance to turn towards Allah. Oh Mawla, Ya Mawla, oh my Master, forgive me. I have erred. I have done wrong. I was bad to my parents. I was bad to my companions. I had malice. I had hatred. I had envy. I had jealousy in my heart. Oh Allah, cleanse me. This is the man to have your sins forgiven. وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا He forgives the sins in this month. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَى And he answers dua. He answers the dua, the prayers of the supplicant in this month. And when we pray and we make dua, we should not only think about ourselves, we should think about other people, think about the ummah, think about the world. يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِي Allah looks at your spirit of competition in this month. He's looking and seeing your musabaqa, you're racing with one another, you're outdoing one another. He's looking at your musara'a. وَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَتَهُ And then he boasts about you before his angels. Then look at them, watch at them. They are human beings. They have nafs. They have desires. These are the same human beings that you said, you're going to create these human beings who yasfikuddima, who will shed blood. These are the people you're going to create who will cause mischief in the earth and shed blood. Allah says, look at them, watch at them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when this is the case and this is the scenario, what are you going to do? Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ قَيْرًا So therefore show Allah goodness from yourselves. Show him what good you can do because he is looking and we like to impress people. We like to impress people. But impressing the people of Allah, impressing the awliya Allah, impressing Rasulullah, impressing Allah is matloob. Allah is looking, yandurullahu ta'ala ila tanafusikum fi. Allah is looking at your spirit of competition in this month. Wa yubahi bikum malaikatu, and then he boasts about you before his angels. Fa'arullaha min anfusikum qayran, yafa, show Allah what goodness you have. Show him, impress him, especially in this month. This is the month for it. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala, who was reciting his Quran in Tahajjud Salat. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala an. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by, he heard his voice and he stood listening. It was so beautiful. And then he told Abu Musa al-Ash'ari how beautiful his Quran is. And he said, you have been given a portion of the sweetness of the voice of Dawood ala nabina alayhi salatu wassalam. So sweet your voices. You have been given a portion of the sweetness of the voice of Dawood ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Abu Musa was so happy. He said, ya Rasulullah, you were listening to me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, yes. He said, had I known you were listening, I would have recited even sweeter, to please you, to impress you. From this, the ulama have stated to do things to please your shaykhs, your mashayikh, the ulama, the awliyaullah, Rasulullah, is mustahab and is desired. We like to impress other people. But here it is, Allah is watching. So Rasulullah alayhi salam said, fa'arullaha, show Allah, min anfusikum qayra, what goodness you have within yourselves. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ, because indeed a wretched, unfortunate person. The Rasul alayhi salam is telling us, who is a really unfortunate, badbakht, shaqiyya, and wretched person? فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, is that one who is mahroom, that one who is deprived of the mercy of Allah even in this month. Wow, ma'ath Allah. That in this month of Ramadan, you could not make effort. In this month of Ramadan, you could not show Allah what goodness you have. In this month of Ramadan, you could not shove aside your laziness. You could not shove aside your procrastination. You could not vie. You could not make dua. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ, because the badbakht, the wretched person, مَنْ حُرِمَ فِي, is the one who is deprived in this month, rahmatullahi azza wa jal, of the mercy of Allah, ma'ad Allah. May Allah shower his mercy. But if this man goes by, we don't get the mercy of Allah, that is a real unfortunate person, ma'ad Allah. So it's all about competition. And we have a chance. We don't know about next month. We don't know about, we know about now. We know about this time here. And Allah is also saying that compete, race one with another, إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, towards forgiveness from your Rabb. وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, and race, hasten, press forth as in a race towards the Jannah, which is open in this month. 8 doors to the Sa'imeen, those who keep fast. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that has been prepared for those who have taqwa. Allama Suyuti alayhi rahmah says, those who fear Allah, bi amal ta'at, by doing actions of obedience to the best of your ability. Wa tarkil ma'asi, and staying away from sins to the best of your ability. Then Allah himself tells us the sifat and the qualities, some of the qualities of the muttaqin. Alladhina yunfikuna fis sarra, those who spend in the path of Allah, spend fi ta'atillah, in the obedience of Allah. They don't spend in disobedience and in sins. Those who spend fi sarra, yani fil yusr, they spend in ease. They spend when things are going good and they have, they spend. Wa dharra, yani fil usr, and they spend when things are not going so good. When they don't have, they still spend. If only when you have, and only when things are going good you spend, what big thing is there about that? But yunfikuna fis sarra'i wal dharra'a, they spend in ease and adversity. They spend fil yusri wal usri, in good times and in bad times. والكاظمين الغيظ. And they are those who control their anger, who drink their anger, who suppress their anger. And subhanAllah, listen, this month of Ramadan is such a month when Allah tests us. And sometimes we fail. This is a month that the tests come for us to keep patience and to suppress the anger, because sometimes in all the other months, these foolish things and foolish people don't come our way. But in the month of Ramadan, these people come. Things happen just to test you. To test your sabr, your patience. And people come to do things to anger you as a test from Allah. And sometimes we fail. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. But this is if today we could learn a lesson of restraining our anger, may Allah help me first of all, because we are so weak. And sometimes it's so easy, you know, it's so easy to tell a brother, don't get angry. You know what? When we are faced in a situation, we become even more angry than him. Ma'ad Allah. Allah says, this Jannah which you have to hasten for, and this is the best month to rush and to hasten towards it. It's a month of competition. It is prepared for the muttaqeen who yunfikuna fi sarra wa dharra, who spend in ease and adversity. Wal kadhimin al ghaidha, and those who drink their anger, suppress their anger. They hold back their anger. Rasulullah alayhi salam said, who you think is a real strong man, a champion, a hero? Not the man who floors his opponent, throws them down to the ground. But Sarkari do alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a real hero, a real champion, a real strong man is he who could control his anger. As I say, it's easy to talk, but then to walk the talk and to really control the anger is a different case. We have to make dua. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, dullani ala amalin, guide me, show me towards the amal, a simple amal. Yudkhiluni al-jannah, that amal which will enter me into Jannah. Wa yubaiduni an-nar, and which will take me far from Jahannam. What is that small little simple amal which will take me into Jannah and take me away from the fire of Jahannam? Rasulullah alayhi salam said, one sentence, la taghdhab wa lakal jannah. Don't get angry and Jannah is there for you. La taghdhab wa lakal jannah. You know, sometimes people say things to us, especially in this month of Ramadan, the test comes. And you want to get angry and you want to say something, but you hold it back. And then when you hold it back, you realize, mashallah, I did the right thing. Because if I had become angry, I would have said certain things. Friendship would have cut all of this. And you know what? Look how Allah has rewarded me now. Mashallah. Well, kazimin al-ghaidha, those who suppress their anger. Yani, al-kafina an imdha'ihi ma'al-kudra. Those who restrain their anger, they hold back from executing that anger when they have power and kudra to do that. Wal-afina an-nas, and those who forgive people, those who excuse people, which is, it is a'ammu, it is more general than suppression of anger. Because sometimes a man could forgive an excuse while suppressing his anger, and sometimes there is no need to even suppress anger. For example, like the commentators mention, Allama Sawi has mentioned that if a person backbites you, and somebody is backbiting you, but you are distant from the person, so they are speaking about you and they are backbiting you, but you are ghaib, you are away from them. And then news reach you that, you know, so-and-so person was backbiting you. And then without the anger being stirred up within you, you just say, I excuse that person. So it shows that excusing a person is more general than suppression of anger. It is a'am. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin, and Allah loves those who do righteousness. Those who are kind, those who have the quality of ihsan, Allah loves the muhsinin, the doers of good. And as I close, to show you a practical example of how it is done, the ulama are all agreed, ittafaqa, yani ittafaqa al-ulama. All the ulama are unanimous about the story, about this story which has been attributed to Imam Zainul Abidin, the great grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The blood of the Prophet was flowing in his veins. Imam Zainul Abidin, his slave girl, she was doing some khidmat and she was pouring water for him, the water for to do wudu. فَسَقَطَ الْإِبْرِيكُ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ And the ibrik, the jug of water, fell on his head. Of course, he started to get angry, because to become angry is human. Otherwise, if you don't become angry, you're lifeless. And the test comes when you have the ability for something and you restrain it, then you get the blessings. If you, for example, if a beautiful woman and a girl comes before a youth and he withholds himself, his rewards are much more than if a beautiful woman comes before a man who is 110 years and he can't do anything and he says, you know what, I restrain him. When the test comes and a person has ability and kudrat to do something and holds back himself, that's when the rewards come. That's when the rewards come. So here it is, he became angry. فَرَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ إِلَيْهَا He raised up his head at her to watch her. What type of khidmat you doing? Because khidmat is an art, it's a service, you have to know it, know how to do, and not be awkward and clumsy. What's this? فَرَفَى رَأْسَهُ إِلَيْهَا He raised up his head towards her. But that slave girl, that Jariya, was so intelligent. She was so blessed with intelligence and understanding with fiqh. She said, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ Allah says in the Quran, those who suppress their anger. What you getting angry for? Don't you hear Allah says about وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ He said, قَظَمْتُ غَيْظِ He says, I have restrained my anger. That's it. I'm not getting angry. I have restrained my anger. Then she said, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ And Allah says, those who excuse people, those who forgive them and excuse them, He says, أَفَوْتُ عَنْكِ I have forgiven you. And to forgive someone, to do al-af, it means tarkil ukuba, leaving out any revenge, vengeance, badla, leaving out all these things means excusing. He said, afawtu anki, I have excused you and forgiven you. And she said, you don't hear Allah says in the Holy Quran, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves those, the doers of good, loves the people of ihsan. He said, you know what? Anti hurra, you are free. Anti hurratun, you are free today. Go, Bismillah. Which also shows us a sign that he was amongst the muqarrabun. Imam Zainul Abidin was amongst the sabiqun as-sabiqun. Because one of the, according to Rasulullah alayhi salam, he says, humul ladina idha utul haqqa qabiluhu. That they are those people, when truth is given to them, they don't fight it, they accept it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in this month of Ramadan to hasten, to do competition, to vie one with another, towards the Jannah who's with us, the seven heavens and the seven earths, towards His forgiveness. It is the month of forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Ramadan, take us safely until the end, and give us even many more years to spend in His obedience. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.